This is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to Rich Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Lisette Serrano, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is L-I-S-E-T-T-E. Serrano is S-E-R-R-A-N-O, period. On today's date, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. The patient is a 27-year-old female, period. Height 5'2" tall, weight 180 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about August 3rd, 2023, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. She was rear-ended at a stop, period. There was moderate impact, period. The patient was jerked and her left arm was twisted, period. She had immediate pain in her neck, comma, low back, comma, left arm, comma, mid-back, comma, and headaches, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still experiencing low back and occasional neck pain, period. The patient was in a Chevy Traverse SUV and was hit by a GMC SUV, period. It was a hit-and-run accident, and the offender was later apprehended, period. New paragraph. The patient's neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an occasional pain, period. It occurs 3 to 4 times a week, period. It is a pulling-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 6 out of 10, period. It is a non-radiating pain, period. New paragraph. The low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant and throbbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left leg as well as to the hip and knee, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that she was seen at Riley Emergency Room that day. She had x-rays as well as an exam, period. Approximately 1 week later was seen at Indianapolis Integrative Chiropractic Center, period. She was treated for several weeks with therapy and manipulation, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems standing over 1 hour, comma, walking over 1 hour, comma, lifting over 25 pounds, comma, lifting her son, comma, getting out of bed, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as a treadmill and bicycling, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include over-the-counter medicines for this injury, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history denies. New paragraph. Past surgical history denies. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her low back in the past, period. The patient never injured her neck in the past, period. The patient was not involved in any serious automobile accidents. Other than at age 5, was involved in a rollover on some ice, but there was no injury, period. There was no work injuries in the past, period. New paragraph, occupation is that of a stay-at-home mom, period. She did not miss any work, obviously, as a result of this injury, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I did review several medical records, including billing, as well as medical records from Riley Hospital, as well as family physicians of Johnson County, as well as Indianapolis Integrative Health and Rehabilitation records, period. records from the emergency medicine department, August 3rd, 2023, Riley Hospital for Children, state 26-year-old female presents after MVC period, rear-ended period. On physical examination, they did note and document abnormalities period. They did an x-ray of the wrist, which was negative for fracture period. Assessment was number one, MVC, and number two, wrist pain period. Records from Indianapolis Integrative Health and Rehab, new patient exam, August 7th, 2023. Documented abnormalities with diminished range of motion in the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar areas. Straight leg raising was abnormal. Period. Their diagnoses included cervical strain, thoracic strain, lumbar strain, muscle spasm, headaches, radiculitis, paresthesias, cervical algia, lumbar algia, and radiculitis, period. They gave her various treatments with manipulation, therapeutic exercises, EMS, heat, ice, and other modalities, period. Another record, Indianapolis Integrative Health and Rehab, October 18th, 2023, states that the headaches are less frequent and the low back pain is better, period. She was released on that date. Abnormalities were still noted in the thoracic and lumbar regions, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I, Dr. Mandela, found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of August 3rd, 2023 were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, examination of the skin revealed a scar in the right preauricular area due to a prior mole removal, period. There is a right scar involving her palm of her hand due to an old laceration, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical region revealed normal thyroid, period. In the cervical area, there was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 8 degrees, extension by 6 degrees, side bending by 22 degrees on the left, and 24 degrees on the right, rotation diminished by 10 degrees on the left, and 8 degrees on the right, period. There was loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the cervical area. There was diminished strength, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Thoracic examination revealed mild tenderness on the right but full range of motion, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed palpable heat and tenderness, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was diminished strength in the lumbar area, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 24 degrees and extension by 6 degrees, period. Straight leg raising was abnormal at 56 degrees left and 76 degrees right, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right knee jerk reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. There was diminished strength of the left great toe, period. There was a diminished grip strength of the left hand, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, cervical trauma, strain, and pain, period. 2, lumbar trauma, strain, pain, and radiculitis, period. Number 3, thoracic trauma, sprain, and pain improved, period. Number 4, left wrist trauma, and pain resolved, period. next number, cephalgia improved, period. The above diagnoses were all caused by the automobile accident of August 3rd, 2023, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. Please note the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to the lumbar area, utilizing Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the cervical region, utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for an additional 2% whole body impairment, period. When we combine the two whole body impairments, the patient has a 5% impairment from the automobile accident of August of 2023, period. By permanent impairment, I am inferring that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical and lumbar regions as she ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was advised that she may need additional physical therapy, such as acupuncture, at an estimated cost of $2,000, period. Ongoing medications will cost $85 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A back brace will cost $250, need to be replaced every 2 years, period, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. Some injections in the cervical and lumbar regions will cost $3,500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.